Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Mercy, not receiving what you deserve. To give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of us God, Luke 1:76-77. Mercy. Everyone wants it when he or she least deserves it, yet most hesitate to give it when others ask for it. In Luke 1, mercy is mentioned 5 times. The one giving it is God. Those who don't deserve it are men. And this mercy consists of God's becoming a man, the gift of Christ to sinners. John Flavel explains that believers have the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. Walk with John Flavel, an English preacher and spiritual writer in the 1600s. Jesus Christ is an incomparable and matchless mercy. You will find none in heaven or on earth to equal him. He is more than all externals, as the light of the sun is more than that of a candle. He is more than life, as the cause is more than the effect. More than all peace, all joy, as the tree is more than the fruit. When you compare Christ with things eternal, you will find him better than them. For what is heaven without Christ? If Christ should say to the saints, "Take heaven among you, but I will withdraw from you," the saints would weep, even in heaven itself, and say, "Lord, heaven will not be heaven unless you are there, for you yourself are the joy of heaven." Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80.
When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the 8th day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There's no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him." His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel.
Justice is receiving what you deserve. Mercy is not receiving what you deserve. Grace is receiving what you do not deserve. All three come true in Jesus Christ, Luke 1:68, 69, 77. His life and death provide redemption. That's justice, the price fully paid. Remission, that's mercy, the guilt fully removed. And salvation, that's grace, eternal life freely given. Giving others what's coming to them, that's only natural. Treating others with the mercy they don't deserve, that's supernatural. Perhaps that's why Shakespeare wrote, "Earthly power doth show like God's when mercy seasons justice." Does that supernatural seasoning flow through your life to others?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.